Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Cyber sex is considered to be something that is potentially destructive. What is cyber sex? Cyber sex can become a destructive addiction. According to psychologist Kimberly Young, who has created the Cyber Sexual Addiction Index to help people determine whether they've crossed the line to an unhealthy dependency, you can become addicted to cyber sex. Let me bring on Stephen Bozell. He is a construction contractor from Corona, California, involved in legal action right now concerning cyber sex, a neighbor, etc. It's a very convoluted, it's a very involved story, Mr. Bozell. Good evening and thank you, and thank you for coming on our program.
It's my pleasure, sir.
Tell me how this all started with you. Were you engaged in cyber sex?
I was engaged in cyber sex over the course of a two-month period.
You're a married man, isn't that right?
Excuse me?
You're a married man, isn't that right?
Yes, sir, I am.
Why were you doing this? Why were you engaged in cyber sex, for you who don't know, is getting into a chat room and talking sexy with people or chatting sexually with people?
That is correct. To answer your question, why I got involved in it is because I was lonely. I'm married, but I was very much felt very lonely. And
why were you lonely? Was your marriage not good?
My marriage is good. My wife had had a baby, and she had been pregnant, and she went ahead and had the baby, even though I had asked her not to. And when a woman is pregnant, I don't know if you're familiar, it is very difficult, if not impossible physically, to have any normal relations with her. It was at that time that I determined that I needed to have some release. And I,
is your wife pregnant now? Didn't she have the baby?
Yes, she did. Yeah, but...
And yet, a lot of this cyber sex took place after the baby was born. Is that right?
Well, hold on, because your wife is pregnant, then she has a baby, but her body is still not anything that you would want to have nothing to do with her. I mean, it's not all that, you know, it's too loose and a lot of different things. So, I decided that...
No, I get the general feeling of what you're saying here. Your wife was not attractive to you, so you were having cyber sex.
I love my wife very much.
No, I believe that you do, but she was not attractive to you, so you were having cyber sex.
Yes, sir. And I got in a little bit too deep.
Go ahead.
I was talking... I got into a chat room with an individual I thought was a woman, and we carried on a sexual relationship for about a month.
What did that include? When you say a sexual relationship, what is that? Did you really believe you're having a sexual relationship with this person?
Well, I do. I was doing things to her, and she was doing stuff to me.
Yeah, but all you're doing is typing onto a keyboard. Isn't that right?
Technically, yeah, that's true. But if you understand cyber sex, you're typing, but you're getting all hot and everything, too. So is the other person, too, because they're telling you that they are. So I got into a chat room.
You met this person in a chat room, and then what'd you do? Go private? Is that what they call going private?
Then we went private, and then we started instant messaging each other. Yes, sir.
Then what happened?
What happened was I found out that the person that I'd been having sex with was my next-door neighbor, who is a man named Roy Hutchins.
All right, this is the part of the story. You were having cyber sex for 2 months with your next-door neighbor who you thought was a woman.
That is correct.
Was he playing a joke on you? Was he actually having sex with you? What?
It was a joke.
How did that happen, sir?
He had found out what my username was, the name that I was using in the chat room that I was in, because I'd been speaking to him about it.
So he knew what your username was, and you didn't know you were talking to your next-door neighbor. What is your username, by the way?
My attorney has said that I should not release that.
All right.
So anyway, next thing you know, I'm having some very, very intense and very satisfying sexual encounters. I will tell you now that I was taken to heights of pleasure that I'd only dreamed of.
And this was your next-door neighbor, Mr. Hutchins?
Yes, sir.
But you thought it was a woman?
I thought it was a woman because of...
What was the username that he was using?
I'm not sure if you want me to...
Go ahead.
He went by the name of Bone Master.
Bone Master?
Yes, sir. Anyway, she called herself, or what I thought was a woman, Bone Master, and it was probably the happiest 2 weeks of my life. I had great sex, all cyber, so it wasn't cheating, and went. And then he told me.
What did he tell you?
He told me it was he and her, and he thought the whole thing was hysterical, and this guy Hutchins made me look like a fool.
Yes, he did.
Well, see, this wouldn't have happened if my wife not had the baby, and I told her I didn't want it. I want her to have it.
Well, all right, so this is the point of the legal complaint. You're blaming your wife and not Mr. Hutchins?
Yes, sir, I am, because I had told, my wife had said that she was going to have a baby, and I told her I didn't want her to have it. And
why did you use birth control? What has this got to do with anything?
Because I initially did want to have it, but after she got pregnant, my business went bad, and I told her I had changed my mind. I didn't want to have it no more, and she said she was going to have it anyway.
Well, what did you expect her to do, have an abortion?
It was still early enough. It would have been legal, and she...
But she refused.
She refused, so she stayed pregnant, and I had to have cyber sex with my next-door neighbor, who's a guy, and now I find out it's a guy, and I look like a fool. And so who would you say is responsible?
Well, Mr. Bozell, if I might, I would say that you, sir, are responsible.
Oh, bull crap. Every step of the way, my wife's fingerprints have been on my pain. I feel in some way that she needs to pay for my humiliation.
Well, you've gone to your attorney, and you've asked that your wife be forced to have, and let me see if I'm reading this right, breast implants and collagen injections. Why?
Because she'll look good, and I won't have to go online and have sex with Roy Hutchins, which is what happened.
Look, you didn't know you were having sex with Roy Hutchins.
But that's what happened. I wound up having cyber sex with my next-door neighbor who thinks it's funny. I'm so confused because I feel the pain, yet the sex was good, and that's what makes me torn. So I'm not suing nobody. I'm not asking nobody for no money. I just feel my wife should be compelled to have bigger breasts and also to have big lips.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number, 1-800-449-8686. I'm with Steve Bozell. He's a Corona, California construction contractor. He was online having cyber sex with somebody who he thought was a woman. It turns out it was his next-door neighbor who was playing a joke on him. He said he had to go online and have cyber sex because his wife was not attractive enough while she was pregnant, sir?
Any man will tell you that it is very difficult. And it takes, if you have a weak stomach, it's difficult for you to have sex with a pregnant woman. And I have a weak stomach, so I was not able to have no sex with my wife. So
you went and had cyber sex.
I had cyber sex because it was not physical sex, so I'm not cheating on her.
All right, well, I'm not even saying you cheated on your wife. What I'm saying is that, if you'll forgive me, you were a little, shall we say, ignorant?
Well, I don't have to take that.
Well, now, hold on. I mean, you were a little ignorant by saying, well, A, I'm going to go and have cyber sex. B, I found out it was my next-door neighbor, a guy I was having cyber sex with, and he made me feel stupid, but I'm going to make my wife get breast implants and collagen shots so she'll look good. And well, what if she gets pregnant again?
No, she's not going to get... Well, even if she got pregnant again, if she had, like, big boobs and everything, I wouldn't mind it so much. But every man will tell you that to have sex with a pregnant woman, man, that's tough. That's asking a lot. You're talking, I heard you, Mr. Henry, talking about going over fighting Taliban and all that. I'd rather be in the cave looking for bin Laden than have to mount a woman. I mean, it's just not good.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686 is the number on a Phil Henry show. I'm going to take a phone call, and then we'll go to a break. Let's go to Rachel. Rachel, you're on with Phil Henry and Steve Bozell. Go ahead.
Mr. Bozell.
Yes, ma'am.
I thought this was a joke as I was listening. I've never called a radio show before, but I saw...
I'll tell you, the joke that was played was on me.
I don't understand what's a joke. First of all, I just had a baby 9 months ago, yet I carried on sexual relations with my husband the entire time. Okay? And when you get married, and guess what? I'm not sure what you look like, but I would be willing to place $1 million that you probably have a lot of love handles, and I'm sure you have a big pot belly also, and you're probably not supposed to attract...
That's not the important part. Is the woman supposed to stay good for the man?
Where does that say in the vows that the woman's supposed to stay to look...
Everybody knows. Well, how come women wear makeup and men don't wear no makeup? See?
What are you talking about?
Is your husband...
That has nothing to do with anything.
I need to ask a question right now. You said that your husband had sex with you while you were pregnant.
Yeah.
Does your husband Does your husband suffer from any visual disorder? Is he blind or...
Haven't you ever seen a woman who's pregnant who's attractive? I don't know where you're living.
Is your husband divorced? Is your husband
the only,
blind?
You know what? The only pleasure that your wife has in life right now is probably her child.
Ma'am, if when a woman is pregnant, you can't get on top or can't go in from behind
neither.
Okay, I don't want to get... Let's not get graphic, okay?
No, I don't
mean... ways.
I don't mean to, but I'm just saying.
But you know what? Your wife should leave you. You have no right to be a father.
My wife should leave me.
I'm appalled. Your wife should leave you.
Right.
I'm appalled at these comments. Who the hell are you going to sue? And what right are you going to have to sue anybody?
I'm not suing nobody. What
so
I
why
am
do
saying,
you have an attorney?
I'm saying
why
legal. I'm trying to compel my wife legally to get breast implants and to have her butt made nicer looking.
Okay, and even if she has that, you're telling me you're not going to go up cyber sex again? I think you're probably you're a closet homosexual. You should just come out of the closet.
How do you figure I'm a homosexual when
because
I want to have sex with a girl?
Because you got turned on by your next-door neighbor.
I didn't know. He said he was a girl.
I think you probably did know.
Well,
you're probably lying.
Okay, what guy calls himself Bone Master?
Maybe the woman said she was, you know, look, Bone Master, he could be talking about himself, his bone.
Said he was a girl, so that's all I can say.
Well,
and if somebody writes you a letter and claims to be a woman, you're going to believe it's a woman, too. That's all I can say.
Your comments are totally appalling. They're embarrassing. I cannot believe you're a father. I'm embarrassed
well,
for
the
your,
thing,
for
the
your
thing
son
I ask,
and your daughter.
The thing I want to ask you, Mr. Bozell, is you said that your wife, you wanted to have the baby, your wife got pregnant, but then you didn't want to have the baby.
Right.
Right, so you're giving her, I mean, what did you expect? She was going to have an abortion?
It was still
probably
early enough. It would have been
her
legal.
Biggest,
it would have been legal.
Her biggest satisfaction in life right now is probably this child. Obviously not you. And she should definitely be leaving you, and you definitely deserve to be.
Well, I don't know what she's going to leave me for. I did not cheat on her. I had cyber sex with a woman that I thought was named Bone Master. Turns out to be my next-door neighbor, Roy Hutchins.
I don't care about the cyber sex. That doesn't bother me. It's your comments about your wife. That's what's the disgusting part.
Well, the comment that you said that no man can make love to a pregnant woman who has a weak stomach?
That's absolutely true. Ask any man.
Mr. Bozell, are you a father? Do you have children?
Yes, ma'am. I've got three.
Okay, so
all
of a sudden,
child.
So just on the third time is when it happened?
No, this has been this way, but only recently have I been involved in the cyber sex end.
So when your wife was pregnant the other two times...
What?
You didn't have
sex... Yeah, what happened then?
Well, I didn't have no sex with her, if that's what you're asking me. I mean, do I look stupid?
Yeah, you do. You just said, I don't have no sex with her. Use proper English.
It's up to her to bring the
so
birth control. I put the garbage in the bag. She puts the bag on my garbage. You understand what I'm saying? So she has to provide the birth control so that we can have normal sex.
You know what? You deserve to be single, and you deserve to be on the computer, and that should be your only satisfaction in life because no woman should ever be with you.
I don't understand what I did wrong.
Well, I mean, all right, thank you for your call, Rachel. You don't understand...
Women can't shave down there when they're pregnant, and it gets...
Okay, man! Steve Bozell is with us. He's retained an attorney to force his wife to have breast implants and collagen shots because she's not that attractive when she's pregnant, and because she's not that attractive when she's pregnant, he... went online and had cyber sex with what he thought was a woman, and it turned out to be his next-door neighbor, a man named Roy Hutchins, who, is, as far as I can tell, is not named in this suit. Mr. Hutchins was joking, said he was kidding around, and Mr. Bozell feels humiliated by the whole thing. He also wanted his wife to have an abortion when he decided he didn't want to have a kid after all. This guy is he's a mess. And he's the one who hired the lawyer? 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. The other thing he said was, no man can make love to a pregnant woman. It's no man who has a weak stomach can make love to a pregnant woman. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
I just heard what you were saying about me being confused and messed up.
Well, you heard me saying that you were confused and messed up because you were talking about wanting a baby, then not wanting a baby. Your wife got pregnant. You couldn't make love to her because she was too freaky looking.
I didn't, well,
And then you want to make her have breast implants, and through it all you had cyber sex, and it turned out you were having cyber sex with your next door neighbor, and you're blaming this all on your wife, and your next door neighbor was a guy?
Yes, and that's the part that was humiliating. I was having cyber sex, and as I said, it was some of the best sex that I ever had.
You know what I would do if I were advising you? I would advise you to stop talking about how great the sex was that you had online, because it was with your next door neighbor who was playing a joke on you, and this makes you look a little stupid, okay?
Mr. Henry, the first casualty of war is truth, and I will not be told that I can't say the things that are on my mind.
Okay, well then, let's just say it. Roy Hutchins, your next door neighbor...
I did not know it was Roy Hutchins. It was a woman who called herself Bone Master.
And that Bone Master thing, man, you got to stop with that, okay? Roy Hutchins gave you the greatest sex of your life, and he was joking with you, man.
That's the part that's so hard to take.
Yeah! Yeah! Can't be the best sex you ever have. It's got to be. You must be deluding yourself or something. Tara on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Tara.
It was good.
Mr. Bozell?
Yes, ma'am.
I am appalled at what you are saying, and I'm just wondering,
are you
pregnant? Where is your wife?
Are you currently pregnant?
I just had a baby 4 months ago and had sex with my husband on a regular basis, and he thought I was very attractive.
Is he engaging in sex with you willingly, or?
Yes.
You know.
Very
okay.
Willingly.
I'm just asking.
I mean, where is your wife and all? Do you know what you're saying?
My wife understands that I was humiliated by the fact that I had cyber sex with Roy Hutchins, okay? So she understands that, but she just wants to make me happy. I want to make her happy, okay? The part where she can make me happy is she could just get her boobs big or something, and the part where I would make her happy is I provide her with a home. I also provided and I don't mean to be crude, but I provided the sperm that made the baby that she has now.
The sperm that made the baby, if you're listening...
She don't give me no credit on that, okay?
Listen to yourself. Listen to yourself.
You have kids,
and you are... degrading your wife.
Ma'am,
yeah, you really, don't you love your wife more than that?
I love my wife. I would die for my wife and my children.
Okay.
Well, you know what?
You're
if you
humiliating
were my husband,
her.
You probably would die because I would probably kill you.
What did I do wrong?
You are the most ignorant person I believe I have ever heard in my life.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, sir, please.
Does your husband have any kind of a physical deformity on his face or...
My husband is probably one of the better-looking guys around.
So in other words, he couldn't get any better than you while you were pregnant, or I don't understand.
What are you asking the question of?
Why would he have to have sex with a woman what is pregnant?
Because
why
it's his
wouldn't
wife.
You? Because you love your wife. You're attracted to them.
Well, the physical trauma that I went through and the psychological trauma is I had cyber sex with an individual who I thought was a woman named...
Well, it sounds like to me that you're sick.
And it
was good sex. It sounds like to me you're sick. And I agree.
How am I sick?
I agree with the lady who called before. I think you might be a homosexual, and this has traumatized you because now you're thinking about having to come out of the closet.
I've never smoked a pole in my life.
Would you please?
I'm sorry, but I have never been involved in no homosexual activity at all. I was having cyber sex with whom I thought was a woman.
She called
herself a woman. And
I
we
wish
were having...
you would get your wife. I wish you
okay.
would get your wife on the show.
Then I find out that who I was having sex with is a guy. And
are
now
you
I'm
serious?
I'm confused.
He had
Mr.
cyber
Bozell.
Sex. He had cyber sex, ma'am. Tara, this is Phil Henry, with his next door neighbor, and his next door neighbor was playing a joke on him. He thought it was
a real.
Know.
Okay. And every time I see Roy Hutchins, bent over changing spark plugs in his car, I'm thinking about I had the best sex of my life with that jackass, who I don't even like.
You know what?
I used to call him Pile Driver when we was online together and everything. I feel so embarrassed. I feel so humiliated.
Are you serious? Is this a joke?
Jesus.
No,
he's devastated by this. He's devastated by a lot of stuff, but the problem is you're not blaming the right person. The person you ought to blame is you, Steve.
I didn't do anything.
You're the guy that had cyber sex. You're the guy that wanted the baby. You're the guy that wants your wife to change. Why don't you accept her for who she is?
I do
accept her. When I married her, she was 220 pounds, so don't tell me I didn't accept nothing about her not being acceptable to her.
What? And by the way, Mr. Roselle,
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Phil Hendry back with Stephen Bozell, a construction contractor from Corona, California. He has got an attorney. He wants to force his wife to have breast implants because she wasn't all that good looking when she was pregnant. He had to go online and have cyber sex with what he thought was a woman. It turned out to be his next door neighbor, Roy Hutchins. So now you feel manipulated by Mr. Hutchins and your wife. And repeat very slowly for my audience what you just said to me during the break.
What I said about wanting to go back online looking for Bone Master?
Yes. You know that the person you were talking to online, who you thought was a woman, called herself Bone Master. You know that was Roy Hutchins.
Yeah, I know it was Roy Hutchins. That's what I'm saying. But I still, every now and again, when I'm in my office, I can see next door, I can see his office, which is catty corner, and I can see that he's online.
So what do you do?
I log on and I look around for Bone Master. I think maybe he's online.
So you want to have cyber sex with this guy who's your next door neighbor, even though you know it's a guy.
Well, I know it's a guy, but he acts like he's a girl. That's all I'm saying.
And he does it that good?
Yeah, he does it that good.
What is your wife, you know, can you make love to her now? Is she acceptable to you?
Just maybe probably, I'd give it 2 more weeks. She's just got to tighten up a little bit more.
2 more weeks, huh? And then she'll be acceptable to you.
I don't appreciate being yelled at, sir. I don't appreciate
it. I'm just trying to understand what you're saying. You're going online looking for Bone Master now, even though you know it's your next-door neighbor, Roy Hutchins. 1-800-449-8686. Chana.
Yes.
She's on the treadmill 3 hours a day, so she's going to tighten up good.
Chana, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, I'm sorry. I was listening, and I don't understand where you're coming from. My father is a very good-looking man, and my mother was a beautiful woman. And he found her more attractive knowing that she was carrying his child than he did while she was not pregnant.
Did he walk with a limp or have any war wound or anything?
No, my father was gorgeous. My father is a gorgeous man. He's very good looking. He's had many
maybe
women.
Maybe he has a really, I don't mean to be, maybe it's real small.
Well, he's an Italian
why would he want to do that?
Why would he want to?
Yeah,
because she was gorgeous. She was carrying his children, which was the most important thing to him and in the world.
Yeah.
It really was.
Well, it's been nice talking with you. I don't know.
Well, listen to the woman, what she's saying.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, they're real gorgeous.
They are glowing. They're carrying your child.
Yeah, regular. That's like damn Mamie Van Doren.
Oh, my gosh.
Well.
And another thing, sir, your wife.
Ma'am, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
You sound like you like your dad a whole lot. What's that about?
My dad is a very good man.
Yeah. Okay, Phil.
You know, sir,
I've had enough of sick sex and weirdos and cyber sex. And
yeah,
the lady's talking about her father, okay?
Yeah, a little bit too much, too, about her father.
Oh, no. Yeah. No, sir. No, sir.
I do appreciate my father.
He's
three
a good
bags
man.
Full.
Sir, I'm not having sex with other women on cyber sex. And knowing it. And
let me ask you
this. Another thing, sir.
Do you know about the size of his penis?
No.
Why would I, sir? Yeah,
my father's
would you, right?
a good
why
man.
Why the hell you know anything else about him?
She's talking about how her father was attracted to her mother when she was pregnant.
Right.
My husband,
there had to be some kind of a malformed member or...
My father had more women, sir, I'm sure.
Must have kissed a Peterbilt or something. I don't know what. Your father had more women.
I'm sure.
Hey,
well,
let me
explain something
to
you.
Life.
My mother passed when I was 10.
Passed what?
Passed away.
All right, I thought.
Okay, and she
look
was
at,
gorgeous.
Look, hold on for a minute, hold on. If you want to be a smartass now, is this where you're going with this?
I made a little joke.
You made a little joke. You're on my show talking about your wife having to have an abortion, not good and looking enough, Roy Hutchins, cyber sex with a guy, and now you're making jokes. Is that it?
Mr. Ender, can I say something?
What?
A lot of the people that you've had calling up are a little boring, and I'm trying to lighten it up.
Let me do that, okay?
I'm sorry.
Let me be the host of the show, okay?
Ma'am, can I ask you, was your father's member shaped like a hook, or did it turn?
Okay.
You know what, sir?
Yeah, you know.
Honestly, I would not know that. But my father had so many women after my mother passed. And his new wife, she was very good looking as well.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Leave the laughs to me, okay? Just leave the laughs to me, okay? Jason, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I've got a question for Phil. Why
yes, sir.
Are you even wasting your time with him tonight?
Hey, let me
hold on. I'll answer the man's question. I mean, the man was...
Oh, you're going to talk to me.
Okay, I'll talk to you.
You're to talk to...
No, let me talk...
No, Mr. Henry, I'm the guest. I'll talk to this guy. He don't have to talk to me like I'm not here.
No, I'll talk to you in a second, but I'd like to talk to him.
No, you talk to me, okay?
Okay, I'll talk to
I'm
you.
Talk to me.
No, you can talk to me, all right?
Who am I talking
he's talking to? You.
You're talking to me, the host.
I'm the guest.
No, talk to me, the host. Ask me your question.
No, I'm the guest on the show.
Hold on for a minute. You have to talk to me.
Okay.
All right, what did you want to know?
Why are you
got to talk to me.
Well, you shut up. I'm going to put you on hold in a minute.
Well, you've got to talk to...
Hold on. What is that, sir?
Why are you wasting your time with him tonight? It seems like he's just calling to get his 15 minutes of fame on the show. And we both know that he's probably a closet homosexual.
I am...
How dare you, sir, call me that? I was having
sex with...
Dude,
you're talking to a guy that's named Bone Man.
I didn't know it was a guy, did I?
You want to get back with him.
Steve, are you asking a lot of questions about... You're asking a lot of questions about penises. Sounds a little weird to me.
It sounds real weird to me, too.
Hold on for a minute. That girl come on, she's talking about her daddy and how good he is and everything.
She wasn't talking about how good he was.
Well, she was saying he had all kind of women and this kind of thing. She never not once said she was married. All she could do is talk about her daddy.
Man, just because you're messed up doesn't mean everybody else is.
Hey, dude, how am I messed up?
Dude, you're wanting to get with your neighbor again, even though you know his name is Bone Master, and you're sitting here calling him Pile Driver? Come on, buddy. My old lady calls me that.
I called him that when I thought it was a woman.
No, how you going to call a woman Pile Driver?
So now you're laughing at me.
Yeah.
I'm laughing at you.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm laughing.
I done heard it all. Now I can die in peace.
Hey, you know something, sir?
Yeah.
I dare you to go into a chat room and talk to some person who is just giving it to you good, and you think it's a girl, and then you find out it's a guy. I wouldn't call you no queer.
Oh, man. I'd want somebody else to.
What's that?
I said I'd want somebody else to. You're sitting here. Let's face the facts. You want to get back with your neighbor. You know he's a guy. You're calling him Pile Driver. Those things don't add up. Are you a homosexual? Yes or no?
No, because the
that's
sex
the
that he offers on
that's
cyber...
That's the question I'm looking to answer.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
You
no.
sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
I mean,
denial
is the biggest thing.
I'm pretty damn sure about that.
Phil, what do you think?
Well, you did call him Pile Driver.
Bull crap.
Exactly.
I
did call him Pile Driver.
No, hold on for a second now, okay? Both of you can go straight to hell. Thank you.
Nah. Hey, he hung up on us, Phil?
He hung up. Yeah.
He hung up on us?
Yeah. Okay, so you want to get back with your neighbor who calls himself Bone Master? I got to get out of here. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Show 1-800-449-8686.
And the voice of Steve Bozell in that bit was performed by me, as well as my own voice and the people that called in. Well, they thought that was a real guy, as Steve is a cybersex freak. Cybersex is pretty strange. It's sex with a stranger, and it's done by way of the computer. You get into a chat room, and you start typing sexy things to each other. And then if you want, you can go private, and it's just you and that other person one-on-one. And then my understanding is it goes further with some people, and they connect with phone numbers, and maybe they even connect physically face-to-face. Let me tell you a little bit about that whole world of anonymous people on telephone lines and computer lines. as a radio person, I have a special knowledge of this kind of thing. Most people don't know that the person that contacts you on the telephone and talks sexy to you, or even on the computer, generally ain't exactly your idea of a pinup girl. And I found that out. I found that out the hard way my first year in radio. When I would, my first gig in radio, I'm sitting there and I'm playing the hits, and it's like midnight to six, and it was in Winter Park, Florida, and it was in 1973, and these women would call and want to talk to me and rap with me about the music and all my life and all the stuff. I'm thinking, this is fantastic. This is like shooting fish in a barrel. So finally, this one girl calls, and she was talking sexy to me, and I'm rapping to her, and I said, you know, we got to get together. I couldn't believe how easy this was. I couldn't believe it. She goes, well, sure. Well, where do you work? I work as a waitress up at the, and I, this should have been my tip-off. It was something like the Corral Ranch Dinner Palace or something. It had some country thing going on with it. That should have been red flag number one. I said, yeah, yeah, cool. So I get off the air. I got off the air. I don't know when. In those days, I used to get off the air at 6 in the morning or something. I don't know. Oh, I made a date to meet her on my day off, on my night off. That was it. I got dressed up even, man. I'm a dumbass. I'm 19 years old, and this chick is talking sex and all this hot stuff to me. I'm thinking, this is going to be, this is the greatest career I could have chosen for myself. Tonight. Tonight is the night. You know, get in my car. I drive through the driving rain. I remember my windshield wipers weren't working that night. So I'm driving through the driving rain into some god-awful, godforsaken suburb of Orlando. It's not even a suburb. It's out in the country. And I finally get to this place, and I as I enter the door, I said to one of the people as I'm walking through the door, I said, can you tell me which one is, you know, Diane? Yeah, that's her over there. And I look. And the shadow that she cast across one quarter of the room... And I sat down, actually, because I wanted to be a gentleman and say, hi, I'm Phil, and then find an excuse and get out of there, right? I can't even, you know that NASA tells us that the shadow that Jupiter casts can be, I'm just kidding. But anyway, I sat down and I had a half a beer, and then I said, is that, and I want to make sure, I said, could you tell me, is that Diane over there? And the girl I'm talking to, the waitress I'm talking to, is gorgeous, right? She goes, yeah, that's her over there. I said, okay, thank you very much. I just polished like half the beer as fast as I could and got out of there while the getting was good. And that is a story, by the way, that ends more happily than some that I've heard from other people in my business. Ends way more happily. Because, and from that day forward, I never trusted. Well, here's what happened. From that day forward, what I did was this. And this actually worked better. Hi. Hi. You know, K101, you're on the air, or no, whatever. I was answering the request line in those days. Hi, K101, what do you want to hear? Hi, could you play, you know, Blue Oyster Cult, yada, 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 and what's your name? And I'm Phil. Oh, yeah, yeah, I work over at the swim shop, you know. Oh, really? Yeah, you know, and she's talking. Oh, have you ever been over to K101 Radio? Well, no, not really. Would you like to take a tour? See, that was my thing. So if they show up, and they, you know, the shadow they cast is one that would, you know, blacken half the earth, then I can say, well, that's the tour of our radio station. It's very nice to meet you. And I was the radio personality being very officious and doing good PR on behalf of the station. And if she was hot, then I could be like, so anyway, you know, lean against the wall with the legs crossed. And that worked better because I actually met my girlfriend in Miami that way when I was down there, like, in the late 70s. She calls up because, and she's quoting Steppenwolf to me, and I'm like, whatever, you know. Yeah, do you know that album by Steppenwolf where they're talking about dancing in the dark and all this bullcrap? Yeah, it's really a great album. Say, do you want to take a tour of the station? Sure. So she shows up. She was gorgeous. And she showed up with her girlfriend, who was gorgeous, and I got the morning guy laid, too. I didn't mean laid. I meant the morning guy had a date, too. And then the other time, well, I don't want to mention it because she's probably listening right now. Okay, speaking of cyber sex, so here's the thing. This was, apparently, according to some psychologists, young people are getting involved in cyber sex. And here's the quote that struck me. The bad news is that some teenagers are becoming sexual addicts by the age of 16. The good news is that they're not necessarily having sex because it's all cyber sex. It's online sex. The line, some teenagers are becoming sexual addicts by 16 struck me because I believe that I was a sex addict by the time I was 13. Not that I'd had sex, but it was all that I thought of. It's all that I cared about. It's all that, it haunted every waking hour. It haunted every waking minute. I dreamt of it. I ate it, slept it, crapped it, walked it, everything. And I'm 13. We got a, our guy is like 15 now, going on 16. But I remember when he was turning 13 and, you know, all the teachers and my wife and everything. I said, look, you got to understand something. All he's going to think about from now until the day he drops, all he'll think about from today, this day, until the day he molders in his grave, will be sex. Yes, he'll take time out to make a career for himself. Of course he'll take time out to have a job and to have other interests. But there won't be more than a few minutes that'll pass during the day when he's not thinking about sex. His teacher says to me, and there were words in a note that he passed in class. Oh, really? What were the words? One of them was vagina. And I don't think that a 14-year-old boy should know those words. I said, every 14-year-old boy knows those words. There isn't a 14-year-old boy that doesn't know those words. In fact, if there's a 14-year-old boy that doesn't know that word, I would have him taken to a psychiatrist right now. Right now. The whole thing that we're talking about here is what's appropriate. You got to learn appropriate. And the toughest part about being a kid when you're 16 is you are never hornier and you're never uglier. You're never hornier and you're never uglier than when you're 16. You're tall, you're gangly, you're skinny, you're pimply, and you are ready to rock and roll at the drop of a hat with your mother's friends, your sister's friends, your teacher, the old lady across the alley. It doesn't matter. And on top of all of that, you're scared to death of women and girls. You don't know how to talk to them. You don't know how to be around them. You don't know when one's coming on to you and when one isn't. Back in the day, we used to hitchhike everywhere. Like when I was in high school, hitchhiking was huge. You remember when kids don't hitchhike anymore, and that's cool. I'm glad they don't because it was actually insane. But back during the hippie days, everybody hitchhiked everywhere. And I used to hitchhike. I'll never forget this stripper picked me up. Now I was about 15 or 16. And I'm sitting there in a car. Hi, I'm Rosie. And where are you going? And I was hitchhiking to the beach. I was going down Rosemead on my way to Long Beach, and then I was going to cut down PCH to the beach. I'm going to Long Beach. I'm going to PCH. Really? And what do you do? Well, I'm a student, you know. What do you do? I dance down here at the, you know, the One-Eyed Jack down here in, you know, in El Monte or something. I'm, wow, really? Yeah, mm-hmm. You want to, you know, come around and see me dance? Or, I don't know, maybe she was a hooker. How much money does she figure I got? I'm 16. And I'm hitchhiking. You want to come in? Yeah, I mean, she asked me if I wanted to come in with her and all this. I mean, what? Why? You know? And so I thought about it later. I don't know. She was being nice to me, and she's, you know, I mean, what could have hurt me to go in and watch her dance? I didn't have any money. And, of course, all of the other guys that pick you up and also want you to watch them dance. But she wanted a helping of some young Phil? Well, that's great. Come on down to the Chinese store. So that's the whole thing. A sex addict at 16. There ain't a 16-year-old guy that ain't a sex addict. You know? And it's better probably that they're online doing it, man, than with the dog. That's all I got to tell you. And it's way better they're doing it at 16 online than with the freaking calf out at the barn there that, you know, paw just fold. Like that one girl called that time from Kansas. I knew guys that used to do it to cows, but they've grown up. They've matured. Oh, they've grown up, I see. Yeah, they're not as promiscuous anymore. They're they're hooked up with one calf and one calf only. Okay, it's the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.